ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः टुडे इज पंचमी द फिफ्थ मॉर्निंग ऑफ दिस ऑस्पिशियस सेक्रेड ऑब्जर्वेंस सेलिब्रेशन We are engaged in expressing our devotion to that supreme Shakti, energy, presence that's behind every action in the universe. Someone asked a realized being, please tell me about Shakti. He said, tell me what is not Shakti, then I will tell you what is Shakti. What is not Shakti? She's in everything. She's behind every action. We are very blessed that we are sitting and we have been able to carve out a little time to express our devotion. There are those others too who have to work, who have to fulfill their obligations in the society. They are also doing the same thing as long as they are in the remembrance that whatever I do, it's all puja, it's all worship of Shakti, as long as I'm aware of the sacredness of it. Not lose my peace over small things is staying in the remembrance of Shakti. Today is Panchami, the fifth night, when all the five fingers unite, become strong fist. Various forms of Mahashakti, Devi. Today is also one of her names, Lalita. Lalita. Lalit Kant, whose embodiment of beauty. She is present in everything in the universe in the form of beauty. We don't see beauty in everything because we have certain images held in our mind that this is beautiful and this is not beautiful. Everything has beauty in it, provided you are able to take a little time and begin to look at it. Even a blade of grass has its own beauty. We are rushing through it, stepping on it, trampling it, not because we are looking at some bigger, colorful thing. But that doesn't mean what is beneath our feet has no beauty in it. If you take a little time to just look at it, it begins to come out. Even a pebble has its own beauty. It has its unique shape and size and color, reflects color in a very different way. And every leaf, every flower, every insect, every creature has beauty. That is the Devi in the form of beauty. If we truly see her, we won't see ugliness anywhere. Just like lack of love is hatred. our lack of ability to see beauty is ugliness. She's everywhere. She's in everything. She's in every action. Lalita Kant, the voice, with her grace, there is such a sweetness in our voice. She lulls the whole universe with the sweetness of her voice. In the story in Devi Mahatma, Chandraghanta, there was the whole army of asuras, and Devi came riding a tiger with her many arms. She just hit the bell, Chandraghanta. Ghanta is a round brass bell that he struck with it. Just by the sound of that, the whole army of asuras lay flat, unconscious. So, sound is also pleasing, and also it can be very terrifying to those who are in the wrong state of mind. All the mantra that we have been chanting, singing, Devyashtakam, the last prayer that we read, Yadi Gatistum Gatistum Tomeka Bhavani, it was written by Adi Shankara. He was the propounder of the non-dual Advait. He traveled all over India preaching that non-duality. Yet, he wrote the most beautiful praises to the Devi, to the Goddess. Mind, where mind is tired and heart opens, then we are able to feel the Divine Presence. We cannot understand her with the mind. We try to understand. Mind is at the gate of our trust and faith and devotion. But the truth is, when the mind is tired, our heart opens. Then we are able to understand her presence. This whole Navaratri is really a celebration of our love and trust and devotion. This is. And only mind cannot take us there. We cannot understand the Divine Mother. We can only feel her. Yes, we take a little time to spend a little time with anything, we see the beauty in it. We see her presence in every molecule, provided we take a little time for it. Stop. Take a step back. Take a deep breath. Be. Mother is everywhere, all around us, in the form of beauty. So today is the day to see her in the form of beauty in everything. Everything, everyone, every creature, every action, and sweetness. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions. Her meditation on her today is the sweetness in the heart and golden light filling the heart. the dome. Heart lotus open. Mahalakshmi sits on the lotus, remember. Meaning, when my heart is open, she comes and sits on it. When your heart is open with love, you radiate happiness and you attract the same. If your heart is closed, it's totally opposite. That's why the goddess of wealth sits the lotus of the heart. When your heart is open, all kinds of wealth flows towards you and from you in the world. I bow to the Mother in the form of that richness, beauty all around us. May she bless us all. Thank you all. Om Har Har Mahadev.